You know, after all that, I never did play the Slow Leaf song still. So I still got to do that. All right, we'll do that right now. Here's Slow Leaf's playing Tuesday at the West End. Oh, boy. There we go. That's finally got that out of the way. There's our pal Grant and his project Slow Leaves. And you can catch Slow Leaves on Tuesday, opening up for Ruben DeGroote and Colleen Brown, a triple bill at only $15. To pay $5 to see each of those bands seems almost criminal. I'd pay $15 to see all three of them. Should be $45. You're getting a deal. 15. Okay. So if you want a ticket, you let me know, or you pick one up, or you just come on down to the door, because I need to feel good about the world by seeing a nice big crowd in there. I would love for them to have to move it to the big room. That would make me so happy if we didn't fit in that little room at the West End. So, you know, come and make my dream come true. So we talked about Big Show going up on the Goodwill on Saturday. Also on Saturday, well, there's two things, actually. Our pals, the 24th Street Wailers, are back in town, but they're playing 2 days, so that's okay. They're playing Friday and Saturday at the Big High and Lonesome Club. And, you know how great they are live, so you want to get down there and check that out for sure. Also, that night, Big Show coming up at the West End. I can't wait for Jesse to get here and tell me all about it, because it just sounds like it's such a fascinating show. They're calling it An Evening with the Bickersons. It's three couples, and they're all performing songs kind of on the theme of love, and each couple is at a different stage of their relationship, as I understand. Jesse and Nathaniel just got married a week and a day ago. So they're in the young love position, I'm sure, on the show. We'll hear something from them in a bit. We'll also play something from Last Ditch on the Left. Our pals Carrie and Brent are going to be down there playing. That's going to be fun. They're not doing quite as much together these days. Obviously, they're still, you know, in a good place, but musically they're each busy kind of doing their own thing. So you don't see Last Ditch on the Left as much as you used to. So that's a rare and wonderful treat. And also coming in is Jess Reimer and her lovely husband, Jeremy Hamm, playing. Let's hear something from those two cats. Well, Gail wanted to hear this one, and well, why not? From the album Sweet Darling and Sorrow, this is Jess Reimer on Tell the Band to Go Home. Damn it, I did it again. It's not good.
She looked up at the face she had seen here before. Guess it was pretty and a tough guy from the city with a hard head and soft heart kind of way. He'd been the lover of another, but now he was free. And the ring on her finger was tapping on her bottle to the rhythm of the life she would lead. She leaned in and she said, I hear you made my friend cry. Last time you sang her life and wrapped her up in wool, warm and safe. I think I know you down to the core of you. I think we've been here forever. There's something in your smile, it makes me feel like a child. Her hand waited for no words to come. Standing there silent was wonderfully violent, and her heart fought a war with one. Last call, last stop, he stepped up across her field of vision. For a moment there was nothing but their unspoken love, and her face was
spoken. When I am singing songs that I love, oh baby, I'm a little less broken.
It's a you suffer no fools anymore. Once you figure that ain't what your sweet time is for. Banish the hope that's so hard on your soul. You can't make someone love you, I've always been told.
Well, that was downright lovely. That's something from the Ducks there from the album Beyond the Blue. That's Suffer No Fools. Before that, we heard something from Last Ditch on the Left. It's Uncle D'Angeli from their self-titled record. And we heard something in there from Jess Reimer, the name of which has just completely flown out of my head. I'm nervous because we have live guests in the studio. Welcome, guests. How are you?
Oh, we're Hello. So nervous, too.
Why?
I'm just kidding.
You guys are like famous.
I'm just
and stuff.
Trying to make you feel better.
Oh well, thanks. It's our old pal Jesse Havey. You know her from the Ducks, and joined by Nathaniel Good, her new husband. Congratulations, folks! A week in, still Thank feels you. Good. You got the glow.
Yeah.
Things must be all right so far.
So far. Yeah.
All right. So we don't have a whole lot of time here. I want you to play some songs because you don't have a record yet.
No.
But so we're going to have to get right to the hard-hitting questions, all right?
Okay.
So, Nathaniel, are you the Yoko Ono that broke up the Ducks? Is it your fault?
Because
everybody loves the Ducks. And are you the one who screwed it up?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it was me.
Wow.
A cog into the works and just...
That's not going to make you any thoughts. Friends.
Yeah, thank you for asking that. I've been waiting for someone to say that.
Well, I'm glad I could get it out of the way
for a long time. Yeah, and,
didn't really have an answer though. So
no.
Okay, well we'll probe a little more. The other question is,
innocent.
I understand. Well, you're from Virginia, is that right?
West Virginia.
Virginia. Yeah. And you were most recently living in Florida, is that right?
Uh-huh.
And you moved from Florida to Winnipeg.
So Winnipeg.
You must Here really love that girl over there because nobody in their right mind would move from Florida to Winnipeg. Everybody in Winnipeg is thinking, what is wrong with you, dude?
Yeah. It's a certain look that I get when I say, you know, I've been living in Florida for 5 years. And haven't experienced Winnipeg winter yet, so
you didn't really prepare him.
No,
Jesse, I don't know if you can reach
either,
that
though.
Door over there, but Gail is really loud. I don't know if you've met Gail; she's loud. So it's just starting to get cold. Are you okay so far?
Yeah.
Have you bought yourself some long johns because you're going to need them. Dude.
Someone who's geared a little more toward cold weather. Anyway, this is more my speed.
Well, we'll see about that.
I love St. Augustine, but it's a little too hot for me. You know.
Everyone keeps saying to me, like, does he know?
Yeah.
I'm like, how could he know? Nobody can know.
But the other question is, you had a chance to get the hell out of here.
I did.
Like, it's so hard to get out of Winnipeg, and you had a ticket, and you didn't cash the ticket.
No. There's just some things about Canada, especially right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, Florida.
So, but you made music on your own before this, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you put out records or anything? I couldn't really find a record.
Yeah, the most recent thing I did, it was a solo EP that I did in St. Augustine.
Yeah?
Yeah, which is up online.
So have you been performing along in your own songs and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Long time.
Quite a while.
Veteran?
I've been playing music live since I was about 17.
Yeah.
In bars and venues and places, a lot of different bands, and I started doing solo stuff regularly about, I want to say, about 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesse, you started pretty young with the Ducks too, didn't you? Weren't you like nine when the Ducks, when you joined the Ducks
like
or something?
Nine, yeah. Teen.
Yeah.
18, 19.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah. Right out of high school.
And it must have been pretty exciting and pretty fun to because I mean, you guys did fairly well, like right off the bat. I mean, Leonard had already paved the way with Scrooge McDuck. And then you just kind of jumped on the train and went with it.
My mom told me, I wouldn't have remembered this, but I knew that I was a huge Scrooge McDuck fan, but my mom told me that apparently I actually wrote a fan letter to them.
Did you?
And said, I'm your biggest fan. I love Ruth Moody, but if she ever decides she doesn't want to be in the band anymore, I would love to be your singer. And lo and behold.
Is that how it happened?
Leonard, of course, had no recollection of that, but... No, my uncle was living in Podolak's basement, and Scrooge was breaking up, and Leonard was kind of beside himself, and my uncle said, Jess is graduating from high school, and she's a great singer, and so we got together, and
really?
The rest is history. Yeah.
And you guys actually just played with Leonard the other day, so things aren't that bad.
No,
You didn't poison the well too bad.
No.
No, it's good.
Yeah. And you just got married a week ago, like right here in Winnipeg,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, we were actually joking briefly or entertaining the idea of getting married on stage at the Bickerson show.
Really?
Just like inviting a special guest out, but then we just thought maybe that would be a bit much, but
so we
did it.
We had a nice little service.
Yeah.
Parents' backyard.
Lots of music, I assume.
Actually,
we didn't have any music.
There was no music.
A couple of musicians, not.
My dad could have played, but we wanted to. My mom and dad, but we wanted them to just be able to enjoy it.
We wanted it to be as laid back as possible.
And Carrie was there, but she was
running around
pictures,
trying to take care of stuff,
so.
And it was just really chill and quaint, and it was perfect. So.
And your parents are obviously pretty musical as well.
They are, and actually they're going to get up and play a song.
I was going to say that, yeah.
They're going to do a Tom Paxton song, Last Thing on My Mind.
Okay, why don't you explain properly the Bickerson show, because I think most people don't really understand what's happening.
No, and yes, we need to be clear about it. The Bickersons is not a band. The Bickersons was a radio show in the 50s, a comedy about this married couple who bickered. And it was a concept that Carrie Stevens and Brent Warren came up with, Last Ditch on the Left. And it's a night of musical couples, and we're going to be singing songs about love, hate, and dysfunction and everything in between, and I think it's basically just going to be a big comedy show with some music.
Yeah,
like
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of laughs.
We did a Winnipeg Folk Fest Library series with Jess and Jeremy, and they had us in stitches the whole time.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hilarious. We've got a friend who's going to be playing a couples therapist and sort of like hosting the show and guiding the night, and we're going to have the stage like set up like a therapist's office with three little couches, and we're going to have fun. It's going to be great.
That's awesome.
We're doing a bunch of really fun covers. It'll be great.
So it is really designed as like a special show. It's not just the three duos coming out and doing their regular set.
No, like I think we're only playing a couple of our own songs, and each duo is going to play little sort of spurts of three songs, but then everybody's like the girls are playing an FU song, and then the boys are playing one, and then we're all playing like an I'm sorry reconciliation song together, and then at the end we're all playing a happy song. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
That's pretty fun.
Group song at the end, big finale. It'll be special.
Wow. I can't wait to check that out. That's Saturday at the West End. How much are tickets for that?
They're like $12 if you get them in advance. No, it's crazy. Like you'd
be
losing
money
not coming.
That's crazy.
Or 17 at the door, so you should really get them in advance.
Wow.
Or don't. Come to the door and pay more money.
Yeah, it's fine.
Whatever, just come.
Yeah, so it sounds like a lot of fun. Why don't you guys play a song for us? I'm dying to hear what you sound like together.
What do you want to do?
You want to do... We could do...
If you need to?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Yeah,
let's do that. Let's do if you need to.
We're going to play one that I wrote shortly after we got together called If You Need To. If I would ever find home in a soul, 'cause for me it sure ain't a place. Someone to see me and hold me and have me for good. Don't want you feeling like you must always be the strong. You're safe here to just break down. This is the most solid thing that I've found in the longest time. Come to me just as you are, I just want you around. If you need to fall you.
that's beautiful.
Thanks.
I hope that was about you and not an ex-boyfriend or something, because that would be awkward.
Nope.
But that was that was really nice.
Thank you.
I hope you have some nice songs about her, too.
I do.
Yeah, good. I guess, we had an audience question so far about how you guys met, and I'm curious about how long this this process has taken.
Well, the Ducks played this festival twice a year on the Suwannee River in Florida, called Suwannee Spring Fest, and then in around Halloween time, it was called Magnolia Fest. And one of our really good friends that we met through that festival, Susan Phillips, lived in St. Augustine, and we met at her house when I rejoined the Ducks the second time around, and we went and stopped there, and she said, you have to meet this guy. He's and the way she said it too, she said he's the Canadian Jordan McConnell, the American Jordan McConnell, which is saying a lot because he's one of the greatest humans that I know, and anyone who knows him can attest to that. And he had a girlfriend at the time, but they told me not to worry about it and just to be patient.
They knew the writing was on the wall there.
The card's to be.
He gave me a few years to go have a bunch of other horrible relationship experiences to really, really appreciate him.
We had to suffer a little bit longer before we were ready, I think. And But it just, it worked. Just clicked one day she was visiting. And I was playing a show in Jacksonville, and she came along, and the rest is history.
And how long ago was that? Like, how long has the actual courtship been going on?
We got married on our one-year anniversary.
Oh, really?
So
that's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did you start working on music together, like, right away?
No.
No, we were...
We were shy.
Yeah, we were very timid about
like
writing
He'd come home from work, and I'd be working on stuff, and I'd just kind of put my ukulele away, and I don't know, I was shy. We were kind of shy.
Obviously, you were fans of each other, I would think, right?
Like, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
But you just, wow.
Yeah. It's it can be a tricky thing writing
with
someone.
You don't want to screw it up. Having a bad writing experience. You know, you love each other, but you can't write together.
Because how unfortunate would it have
been? That's tragic. Tragic.
Yeah, I think we wanted to make sure that we were solid
first
and then start to work on stuff.
All right, so when did the starting to work on stuff happen then? How long has that been in the works?
The first show that we did was June 23rd in Kenora, opening for Scott Nolan at the brewery. And so that was sort of the one that, like, I booked it sort of as a, here, this is a show, we have to get ready for it. So I think we started really putting it together at the beginning of June. So, it's still very new.
And how many songs do you have now specifically for this project? Like, have they come fast and furious, or are you just working up the repertoire?
I think we've got about an EP's worth. I think that's what we're sort of working towards right now.
Yeah. The strongest stuff in our set is about, I mean, we've got 7 or 8 solid songs right now, mm-hmm. and we're working on a whole group of other songs.
Yeah.
They're just... It's the wheels are moving now. So
do you play songs from each other's catalog as well?
You know, we haven't really started doing that.
Really?
But I think that's.
I mean, you know,
most of the songs of ours that we do are ones that we wrote since we got together. But
yeah, aside from Ghost of Strange Creek, we do.
Yeah.
So we're kind of playing around with that. But most of it's stuff that we've written together, and some of the songs were. They came together over a long period of time when she and I were apart, and we would send little snippets and ideas, these short little recordings of what would later become songs that we use in every set now, and we would send it to each other through various types of media and just kind of brainstorm. But it really did. That was, I guess, our first step toward writing together, technically. But it did. It took us a little while to finally sit down and say, okay, we're gonna write.
Yeah.
It's coming along. It's been good.
We also have an audience request from our pal Barb, who I guess just saw you the other night.
Oh no, she's
going to
ask for future children.
No, she's not. Actually,
what does she want? What does she want?
I'm only assuming that it's one of these new ones.
So
Simple and Sober. Is that a song? Is that something you can do?
We could do that one. Yeah, and that one we won't be playing at the Bickersons, but it is by a musical married couple who are. Jeff, do you know about the mammals or Mike
and
Ruthie?
I do. Yeah, I'm not as intimately familiar
I think
as probably
you
I
would
should be.
Totally get into
yeah,
these guys.
I have a feeling you're right.
They're amazing. They're from
phenomenal.
Upstate New York.
Great songwriters.
And yeah, the Mammals were another band that we got. Like, Florida was kind of our place, and the Mammals were kind of our spouse band. But yeah, they're from upstate New York, and Mike and Ruthie. The Mammals broke up, and Mike and Ruthie are this amazing married couple. Ruth's father is Jay Unger, who's a pretty well-known fiddler who wrote A Shoken Farewell, which everyone would recognize if they heard it. But she wrote this song called Simple and Sober, and it's one of our favorite ones to do. So this one's for Barb Reimer, who's just the sweetest. Ready?
Three, four.
Simple and sober, I've got no screaming and screeching wheels. I'm keeping my own nose to the grindstone. I like the way it feels. Now I wake up early, cross-eyed and curly, and I write down my twisted dream. Oh, I tiptoe and laugh till I find a new path, and I polish it till it gleams. Simple and sober, I've gotten over screaming and screeching wheels. I'm keeping my own nose to a grindstone. I like the way it feels. Now I'm feeling shaky, I sleep like a baby, I wake up every couple hours to cry. Oh, it's only been lately, I'm feeling shaky, and this too shall pass on by. Simple and sober, I've gotten over screaming and screeching wheels. I'm keeping my own nose to the grindstone. I like the way it feels.
Thank you.
like the way it feels. Oh, I'm keeping my own nose to the grindstone. I like the way it feels.
Well, that was lovely.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, Barb, for that request.
I should mention that Mike and Ruthie actually co-produced the last Ducks record.
That's right.
Yeah.
Barb says that she loves you too, Jesse. Mm-hmm. And she says if you really insist, you could play Teach Your Children as well. But I'll leave that up to you. We only have a few more minutes. I'd love to have at least one more song in there, so you can decide what it's going to be. But we will remind you, this is Nation of Two. Jesse Havey, you may know from the Ducks, and Nathaniel Good. And they're performing Saturday at the West End as part of an evening with the Bickersons, Songs of Love, Heartache, and Dysfunction, which sounds like it's going to be pretty much the most fun thing ever.
Yeah, it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, it's going to be a riot.
Do you want to do Spirit
Man? Yeah, let's do that. So this next one is a tune I wrote called Spirit in Mind.
Alrighty.
Well, that was lovely too, sir. Nice job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nicely done. For now, folks can just hear these songs at shows, but it sounds like there might be plans to get them out to other people as well at some point.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think this winter is going to be spent hunkering down in the studio, getting some stuff out there.
So we might hear something in the spring or before the spring, something like that.
Yeah, we think so, yeah.
Nice. And looking at your website and your Facebook, this is coming up. The Bickerson Show is the last one, it looks like, on the books. Are there other things that aren't listed that are coming up that if people can't make it Saturday?
Nothing public. We're doing a show at the Gwen Sector Active Living Center, which is my Bob and Zeta's favorite place. We're going to play the Moose and Fiddle Festival in Kenora in August.
Nice.
But I've kind of purposefully left a little bit of time because we're going to be knee deep in immigration
paperwork.
Oh, yeah. And
good luck with that.
Thank you. We might need to book some shows just to save ourselves a little bit. But.
Well, I know a guy who puts on good house concerts.
Yes, actually, and that's something that we definitely
Barb is like the patron saint of a Sunset Saloon.
Oh, we've already talked about Barb and I were talking about doing a show at your place.
Well, it's on whenever you can make it.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
All right, so Saturday night, 8 o'clock, right? The Bickerson Show featuring you guys as well as Last Ditch on the Left, Carrie and Brent, and Jess Reimer and Jeremy Hamm. And it's going to be a lot of fun. $12 in advance, $15 at the door. You can get your tickets down at the West End Cultural Center. If you go down during the day, you can see Jesse and sit on that nice blue chair that I sat on the other day. It's just it's a nice place to come and hang out and say
it
hello.
Is.
Or you can go to Ticketfly into the Music and Music Trader. That's about all the time we have, friends.
Well,
but thanks
so much for
coming.
Having us,
and
Jeff,
since we are out of time, maybe you'll have to come back again and give us the other half.
We would love that.
All right. Thanks very much. Oh, by the way, you can check out nationof2.com or you can go on Facebook and watch for more news. That's about it for us. What's the Narrative is coming up with Transformations coming up at 4 o'clock. That'll be fun. Then Waxy's Dargo, Comfort Cafe. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio, and the next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home. We'll return. Thanks for listening.